Regular season's over and with Triple SFM you can enjoy the finals action here on Sunday Morning Sports.
She gave you everything she had. She was young and dumb. She
took some pressure being applied by the Lightning, some denial. Gone inside to Braithwaite and she's going to put that up. And she's starting to have a real presence in this game.
Vaughan now on the fourth at the high post, turns around twice and nails the jump shot.
Sandy with a quickly down grip. She opens inside the line. Jackson goes to the baseline. Reverse layup. Three-pointer for Natalie Burford. Down the goal. The crowd. Hurl up.
Jackson with a great rebound. Easy push up the glass.
The regular season's over. It's time for the playoffs.
It's Taylor. And she just fakes in the shot. Doesn't make it in. It's all met.
Now, Hughes in possession of the ball. The aggressor. Good pass to Annie Burgess. She gets the two. A huge from outside, hits from 3-point range, a magnificent shot.
Stay with Triple SFM right throughout the finals action. On Wednesday, the 12th of March, the Canberra Capitals had their grand final luncheon for the media. We were there at Triple S and caught up with Coach Carrie Grath.
Carrie Grath, a couple of days out, how are you feeling?
Feeling really good, and the team's really focused on Saturday, focused on our task really well. Our destiny's in our own hands, it's up on.
What are you putting the team through this weekend?
Business as usual, you know, I mean, grand finals are especially a big crowd, they'll be noisy, there is a lot of emotion involved. You know, the way we prepare is the way we prepare for the semi-final for the others. We're just doing everything we do during the year, you know, working on our defense, working on our rebounding, working on being precise offensively, and to suddenly change things and do something different for the grand final, I think, is in the pay of what we've been doing all year.
Of course, revenge is a big losing last year to the same team, same venue, so revenge to the players.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, probably one of the best lessons a lot of our players will learn through their basketball careers. And the moment you start thinking you've won, it's just the moment that the other team can steal the win from you. And I think we lost focus on the moment and huge plays in down the stretch. And I think that was really understand a lot about ourselves and a lot about Sydney as an opposition. We got some players that, you know, they might be quiet during the game, but in the clapping. And, you know, we saw that against Adelaide, you know, as it made big plays against us in the grand final, made big plays against Adelaide this year. So I think we've learned a lot from last year. You know, we feel much more at home in there. We've been practicing there. We've lost the grand final there. And I think this team's ready to win it there.
And you have dragged the video out.
We've done that a couple of times this year. We did that at the start of the season before we played Sydney, when we first got together in pre-season, and we watched it last week before the semi-final. So, you know, we know what to do and what not to do. It's just a matter of us getting it done.
The other factor, of course, Shelley Sandy definitely on her last game.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, she's had a monumental career. She's a true champion in many senses of the word, and it would be a fitting fairy tale for us to be able to win it for her, you know, in this city, in front of our fans in her last game.
You, of course, know her from your own playing career and as coach. What's she been like?
So I think not until, you know, this team plays or practices without her or I coach without her on one of my teams. You know, my whole head coaching career has been coaching a team that Shelley Sandy's been a part of. And I, you know, I certainly credit a lot of my coaching to having her on my team. I've learned a huge amount about star players by coaching Shelley and about what they do to become great players. I think some of our young players, you know, in a year or two when people ask them the question, you know, who's influenced your career the most, I think, you know, they'll talk family or parents or friends or partners and coaches, but I think a lot of them will also say Shelley Sandy. I think, you know, having her as a teammate, seeing the way she works out, the way she dedicates herself to being a professional athlete, has set wonderful standards for the women's game and for any team that she's played on. And I think she really has been a pioneer of the last 15 years of the women's league. I think alongside Timms and Sandy Brondello, those three in particular have really made a mark on women's basketball, not only in this country, but about what Australians do when they venture overseas as professionals. And I think that, you know, she really has been something special for this league.
Is it going to be hard to keep the emotion side out of it because of it being her last game?
No, I think the team's focused on the task of the team. You know, and our team plays on emotion. I think, you know, when we dedicated our last home game to Shelley at Tuggeranong, there was a lot of emotion in that game. But we brought it home. We smashed 89 by 40. I think our team plays well on emotion, so long as it's the right emotion. I think, you know, we'll use a little bit of that to get ourselves going. You know, we want to play well and we want to win for Shelley Sandy.
I'm just wondering if you'll be using anyone like Kristen Deal to have a pre-game address to the girls, just to maybe remind them of what it was like for last year and what it's like to win a final, which she has now both done.
No, I think, you know, Billy does a lot behind the scenes with the team. You know, she made a CD for the team with all their favourite songs and had some quotes in there. She dresses our change room, but having a different person address the team is too much of a change to what we normally do. You know, we'll really, you know, chat to the players on the bench and it's still a very big part of this team, but you know, the players know what's up, what to get done, and we just want to keep it as normal as we can.
Well, all the best then this weekend, Curry, and we'll have a great victory party afterwards.
Great, thanks very much, Mark, and thanks for Triple S.
With Coach Graff being settled with her plans now for the remaining days build up to this grand final weekend, we now catch up with the players, and Mark Aston spoke to Eleanor Sharp about the butterflies towards the build up of this grand final 2002.
Well, actually, I've been waking up in the early hours of the morning playing the game over my head. But no, I'm fairly confident. The team's been training really well. We're doing all the right things, recovering, you know, having meetings, all that sort of stuff. So I think we're well prepared.
In your mind, in the early hours of the morning, how's the game going?
We're up by 25, comfortable. No. yeah, I just... I mean, I see we've played them three times this year. We beat them twice and lost them once, and that time without Lauren and without Shelley. So I think that, you know, a record, although we found out last year, can't always be, you know, something to go by, but we are confident. We've had a few good wins recently and we're playing really well as a team.
Last year, has there been much talk about that?
Yes. it's definitely in the forefront of everybody's minds. It's a memory that, I think, whilst the bigger one for most of us, all of us, I think, it needs to be there. It's a good reminder of what we're trying to achieve this year.
What have you been doing this week?
Business as usual. I like to try and keep to the routine of things. So I work and I'm a student as well. So, I guess business as usual.
Is it hard to concentrate on the outside stuff besides the basketball with what's coming up on Saturday?
Not really. I actually find that doing other things help me focus more on basketball. And I mean, I've always done that. I've never just played basketball. So it gives me some relief and helps me focus better on the task, on the court.
What's going to be your role on Saturday?
Play my old mate, Annie Burgess. Last year she really stung us at the end there, and that's something that I remember very vividly. So I'll be guarding her. Just do what I normally do, be solid, you know, do the things that need to be done, I'm fairly confident.
Of course, it'll be your last game for Shelley Sandy.
Yes, a big one for Shelley, so there'll be a lot of emotion there, I think. We'll definitely be playing for her, and, you know, it is a special time. She's retiring, I don't think it's really hit her yet, but I'm sure it'll be a special moment for us all.
What's she been like as a teammate?
Fantastic. Couldn't have asked for a better captain. As a younger player, you know, I'm exactly 10 years younger than her. I sort of have learnt a lot from her. I'm trying to aspire to become sort of an offensive player, sort of like her. But it's been a great experience for me, and I've been lucky. I mean, there aren't many quality veterans such as Shelley and Lucille Hamilton in the league these days for us youngsters to learn from, and I've been quite fortunate.
Well, good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Well, Kelly Abrams, just a couple of days out. How are you feeling?
Pretty good, pretty relaxed just at the moment. Yeah, but I'm sure once the day arrives, we'll be all geared up and ready.
Well, three grand finals in a row, so it's easy, is it?
Not for me, it's actually my second. The grand final that they won, I actually took a year off. So last year was my first experience in a grand final, and this will be my second. So I'm out to get some sweet revenge.
Are you talking about that, thinking about that a lot?
Not particularly. I think we just want to know that we're not going to fall into the same, you know, errors that we did last year and make sure that we're on the front foot this time.
You, of course, went from the bench to taking over Chris Neville's job. You'll be starting on Saturday?
Yeah, I anticipate that I will. I've started all season and I don't think there'll be any changes to the lineup at this stage.
So what's going to be your job out there on Saturday?
I think just to remain in control and keep us organised. We've had a few tough couple of weeks now where we've gone under the pressure a little bit, so just a matter of trying to keep us in control.
With the week off, what have you been doing to prepare for the grand final?
We haven't actually made any changes to the way we've prepared. We've been training our usual training sessions. Last Saturday morning we played against the under 18 boys just to keep us in tune.
And of course it'll be a final game for Shelley Sandy, definitely, and maybe Lucille.
Yep, certainly it's going to be pretty special, and I want to make sure that, you know, those girls, whether Lucille comes back or not, that they both leave on a positive note.
What's it been like with Shelley? Can you talk about what she means to the team?
Shelley's pretty special. Yep, she's definitely our leader, and you know, gives us a lot of enthusiasm and experience, and passes on some great knowledge to us younger guys. So, you know, and it's pretty special, like, to have someone of her calibre play with us. And there's a lot of emotion and a lot of feelings towards Gawn, so we want to make sure we do this for her as well as ourselves.
Jennifer, the build-up for another grand final, how has it been going?
It is exciting, very, very exciting. Obviously, the feeling this year is a bit different because we lost last year and feel absolutely horrible after that. So this year, we're confident, but not cocky. So it's a different feel this year as it was last year.
Coming up against Sydney, of course, in a grand final replay in the grand final, do you feel that with what you've seen in the season with them, that you are a better team now than you were 4 months ago?
I think we're definitely a better team now than we are 12 months ago. We've got a bit more depth. The Sydney also a very dangerous team, and you can't discount any of their players. And while we have beaten them this year, I think we've beaten them 3 times. You know, Luna Snell can knock up a 3 and put the game to overtime, and that's what happened last year. So it's not at all going and thinking, yes, we're definitely going to win, but God, I hope so.
For Sydney and their hopes of coming down to a packed house, I guess the psychology is there that we did it last year, we can do it again. What is for the Capitals, where all season you haven't been able to rely on one or two main players, you've had to do it as a team?
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. Sydney probably last year came down here thinking, yeah, they're a little bit scared, but they've been here and they beat us in this situation last year, so they probably feel a little bit confident. And I think we play, as we showed against Dandenong and Adelaide this year, that when we play as a team, we certainly, you know, look like a very good unit, which we are. So fingers crossed that it plays like that on the weekend.
And a final game for Shelley Sandy now. How do you think she has been as a teammate, firstly, and obviously you want to give her the best send-off as possible?
Yeah, obviously we do. I mean, Shelley is just one of those tremendous people, and this has been her whole life for a long time, so I think she's probably feeling really emotional. She hasn't let it show too much. She's been very professional, as she always is, but, you know, I've always learned a lot about Shelley, not just from basketball, but a lot of things about being a good person. So she's probably nervous, and, yeah, I do hope we give her the best send-off possible.
And for yourself, moving on to China after this game, there's certainly not much time to party before you're jumping on a jet.
No, that's right. I actually wanted to leave on a Sunday, but I said I think I'll be a bit too hungover. So, it's a very scary, exciting time. So I focus on the game and enjoy the night, and then I think about China after that.
And back to Canberra for another season after that, or...?
At this stage, I'm not entirely sure. I'm actually going over to the US 20 days after I get back from China, so I'm going to pursue a travel for a while and see where the wind takes me.
Well, good luck for a big game this weekend, and all the best for the grand final.
Thanks so much, Greg.
Well, Lauren, just a couple of days out from the grand final, how are you feeling?
Really good, actually. Yeah, I'm not sort of focusing on the grand final just yet, but just taking it day by day and looking forward to playing.
Is it easy to avoid thinking about it, though?
Not really, when you've got everyone coming up going, good luck, great grand final, you're going to have a great time. But it's, I mean, that's part of the sport, and that's great. You know, at least we know we've got backing from the community and everything. And yeah, no, I mean, if you just, I mean, staying at home and watching movies and stuff, yeah, it's easy.
4 grand finals in a row now.
Yes, it's a few, isn't it? Been very lucky, fortunate. Been in great teams. I think this year it's got to do a lot with the team itself, and I'm really happy that I'm playing Canberra.
So what are you doing this week then in preparation?
Just nothing, just the same as what I've been doing all season, just sort of laying low, not going out or anything like that, just hanging back, what I do all the time, nothing.
Much thought about the fact you lost to the same team last year?
Yeah, but again, they've lost probably one of their better players, Susie, and she was a big factor into their championship last year. But look, I think the girls are much more fired up, and they're not going to make the same mistake again. We are. It's not going to happen again that way.
You've had, of course, a shoulder operation that caused you to miss the early part of the season. It's obviously not a problem now. Your form's great.
Definitely. Yeah, no, I sort of got back just as it's getting better, and my shoulder's been really good. I'm so happy I had it done, and now that I don't have to worry about it again, it's great. And no, it hasn't been bothering me at all.
So you are happy with the way you're playing the last few weeks?
Yes. Definitely, I've been very happy, yeah.
And last game for Shelley Sandy, maybe for Lucille, is much talk about that?
Yeah, a fair bit. You know, it's going to be very upsetting, especially Shelley's one of my best friends, so seeing her go is going to be pretty emotional, but look, we want to win for her and get her out on a good note, and God, I just hope that we win for her.
What's she been like as a teammate?
Awesome. Probably one of the biggest influences on my basketball career. She's so competitive, and she's such a good leader and really awesome player. You learn so much from her, and I have. She's awesome, and I don't ever want to let it go. I wish she'd stay in our team forever.
Well, good luck on Saturday. Well, Jacinta Hamilton, there's no strapping on the shoulder. How's it feeling?
Feeling really good. I'm back into full training this week, and getting into it, I feel fit and ready to go. So my shoulder's feeling almost 100%, so I'm quite confident to be out there on the floor on Saturday.
So it hasn't limited the way you're performing so far?
I'm definitely aware of it. Every now and again I'll get a bump, or I'll put it in an unusual position, and I'll definitely be aware of it. But no, I think having trained on Monday and Tuesday also, I'm getting more confidence, and feeling really good.
Yeah, and the lead up to the grand final, a couple of days out, are you getting excited?
Oh yeah, I've never been in a final before, and it's awesome. Everyone in Canberra is getting behind us. The feeling's there amongst the team. There's a definite atmosphere, and it's very exciting. Bit nervous, but excited.
Of course, you were on the sideline last year, watching the game, watching your sister play. Is it feel what you expected in the lead up to the stage?
Well, as you say, I wasn't part of the team last year, but I was there for the grand final, and it was a fairy tale gone wrong last year, and that, even though I wasn't a part of the team, that really hurt. Like, I saw how much the girls really, really felt that loss, and just to have the opportunity to come back against Sydney this year and avenge that loss, it'll be great. So
it'll be your first grand final, and your sister's maybe last grand final if she retires.
Yeah, that's right. Well, she said that now, but she said that a couple of times before, so you never can be too sure. It is my first and possibly her last. So, you know, it's a funny little occasion. I don't think either of us would have expected when I was being pushed around in pram to her basketball games that this would end up happening. But, yeah, we're really excited, and we've got all the family coming up to support us, so it'll be good.
And, of course, Shelley Sandy as well will be having her last game. What's it been like playing with her?
It's been fantastic. Shelley's just a role model for me. She has been ever since I knew her. Lucille and I have been good friends for a long time, and Shelley's just trying to soak up the experience that she has, just the advice that she gives and the support that she gives to her teammates has just been absolutely sensational to be a part of a team with her. To be a part of her last game is definitely going to be something special, and I just hope that we can get over the line for her.
So what do you see as your role this weekend?
Well, I hope to just come in, whether that's starting or coming off the bench, and just just do the things that I know I can do, be strong on the boards. I think I might be matching up on Belinda Snell for part of the game when they go with their four smalls lineup. I hope to contain whoever I'm on. I'm going to make that a big focus for myself. And, of course, contribute offensively as well. You know, where I'm needed, I think I'll be there and just do the things that I know I can.
Well, good luck.
Thank you so much.
Well, Kristen Veal, I suppose it's another grand final, but one that you're going to miss out on.
Yeah, it is. Actually sunk in a bit this week that I was going to miss out on. Still be a part of it, but it's not quite the same when you're not on the court.
We were trying to start a rumour, and the fact that even on the website, on the message board on the Capitals website, some people were asking the question, would you perhaps come out and play for 30 seconds?
I hadn't even thought about it. Like you, I got on the message board and I saw that, and it sparked a little thought in my mind. Imagine if I could do that. But I don't think it'd be too professional, and I decided, you know, probably won't even pursue that.
Somebody wants you to take a shot from half court.
Yeah. Yes, I don't see how that'll work because I haven't used a size, whatever size, 5'7" ball since January, and chucking up a half court shot, I'll probably just make a fool of myself. So.
But of course, you are around the girls in the preparation for this. You are a part of the team.
Yeah, still trying to stay really involved with the girls, coming out to all the trainings as I have ever since I got my first knee done, and trying to soak up all their energy and give it back some, just because it's a huge thing to be a part of, even if you're not on the court. So I'm going to, yeah, really make the most of it.
How is the injury coming along?
Good. Left one's come along really well, as it has been ever since I got it done back in December, but the right one had done 3 weeks ago today, and it's healed up 3 times faster than the other one. I'm already walking without a limp, full rotation from the bike, all that kind of stuff, and really happy with it, and the surgeon is too.
So the WNBA is still on the plans then?
Oh yeah, yeah, without a doubt. Got my visa done this week. Trying to talk to Phoenix and figure out dates and times when I can get back and start getting right into the full mode of that.
What are the Capitals got to do to win this weekend?
Same thing as every championship. You have to do the little things. You have to work hard. You have to ride the momentum, try and swing it back to your way. The boards, blocking out, silly fouls, same stuff that lost us the grand final last year that we weren't great on. We need to fix this year.
Is that going to be a part of the weekend, the fact of the revenge for losing last week?
Yeah, it's amazing. Just thinking about it, how many incentives there are to win this weekend. It's Shelley's last game. It's possibly Lucy's last game. This team will never be the same again. It's a repeat of last year, and we just love beating Sydney, so there's a lot of incentive for us to win this weekend, so I hope there's a lot of fire and we keep it, you know, controlled.
As you mentioned, Shelley Sandy's last game, what's she been like as a teammate for you?
Shelley's been awesome. I was thinking the other day of just single words for people, and the one I came up with Shelley was inspirational. She's just, you watch her work and her dedication and her brain, the game is, even as she's been played with injuries, she's still been a standout, and if her back wasn't so bad, I'd say she could still go on. But Shelley's just been a fantastic role model and just a joy to play with.
So you really will miss her when she finally hangs up the boots on Saturday.
Yeah, when I first got my left knee done, that was actually a big factor in my decision, because I knew that if I got it done, I probably would never play with Shelley again, and that was a big thing. Because if anyone's ever played or watched Shelley play, especially in a prime, and even now, you know that's a huge thing to miss out on.
And one last question. Your tip for Saturday afternoon?
Of course, us. I'm saying us by about 8.
Sarah Berry, what has been a very exciting year for yourself with a grand final now pending and selection in the Australian Group Junior Squad?
Yes, it's been a very exciting year. Very unexpected getting in the Australian under 22 squad. I think it's just been a very good opportunity for me, and training against Shelley and Sharpie every day has just improved me at a flight. So yeah.
Coming onto the bench, people probably aren't as familiar with you as they are with a lot of the other starters and the more high profile players, but perhaps you could tell us a bit about your background.
Yeah, I'm a local girl from Canberra. I've been in the ACT Academy of Sport for the last 4 years. I've actually been a squad member in the Capitals for years, and this year I'm actually in the full roster, so I've been given the opportunity to play. yeah, just a local girl, and yeah.
You've had a fairly a few big jobs to do this season, and one of them I remember is you had to come out when Lauren fouled out, and you were thrown into the mix there to finish off the game in a pretty tight game, and I think that was against Sydney.
Yeah, I can remember the first time we played Sydney. I'm not sure whether this is the same game, but I think it's the game that it was the first game against Sydney, and Graffy said to me at half time, I'm going to put you in, there's just a teammate, so give it all you got. And I got on there and I got my little baseline penetration and then got another penetration and scored. So I know that I only get a chance to play for a few minutes to give the starters a bit of a rest, but I go out there and give it all that I've got, and yeah.
In that respect, and having opportunities like you did in the bullying game where you're able to play a lot more minutes, balances out that time you do spend warming the seat.
Yeah, that's right. Against the Bullings, the Perth, the bench always gets a good run, and it's really good for our experience. It's also good to play in the big minute games, like against Sydney and Adelaide, for experience against higher, more profiled players. But yeah, what can I say? It's great just getting on.
And you mentioned before training with Shelley Sandy and playing with her. What has that experience been like?
Well, most training I always guard Shelley, getting smacked by screens, double screens, anything. It's just a great opportunity to play with such a legend. I used to watch Shelley when I was like in under 12s, watching her in Sydney, and it's just like sometimes I pinch myself and go, oh wow, I'm playing with Shelley Sandy, Lauren Jackson, Eleanor Sharp, they're all just wonderful players and they're wonderful people as well.
You've got to be careful saying getting slapped around by Sandy after that Townsville game.
No. Shelley's a wonderful player. I think a lot of people see it differently. Her back is starting to play up on her and things like that, and she's just a wonderful person, and I think that it was an absolute disgrace what happened in Adelaide, the crowd booing her, because Shelley Sandy was the Lauren Jackson of her era. So, yeah, I just think she's a wonderful person and she's helped me a lot. She always helps me, like, if I don't know a play or I need some advice, she's there to turn to.
Well, good luck for this weekend.
Thanks.
Natalie Hurst, another grand final week for you. Does this week differ from last?
I don't think it does. The hype, I think, is a lot more. We've sold tickets a lot faster, but other than that, we're keeping calm, so it's a lot like last year.
Do you think having had the experience in a packed AIS arena is going to help out for your nerves starting off and then when you do get on?
It's just like last year, like we're used to playing in front of crowds. I think the girls use that, they ride on the crowd, so I think the crowd's going to help us out a lot.
Going up against Sydney and having watched them over the last couple of weeks, they've really started to build up their momentum. Do you feel that you also, even with a week's break, have still been able to continue on the momentum you had through the season?
Yeah, we've been training hard this week, pushing each other. The Sydney are a running team. That's what they'll get out and do that. We just need to have poise. We've been working on that all week, last week when we had the break, so we're looking all right.
Personally, your game this season has been extremely exciting to watch. I was listening to some highlights of the game on the website, and I remember there was one call of the Dandenong game where you just about cut the whole team in half to score.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Everyone just parted, like, it was like the seed just parted for me, and I just got a layup and like didn't expect it, didn't even think about it. And after it happened, I was like, oh, what happened there? But nah, that was great. It was a great feeling, like got the girls up. So it felt really good to do that.
Try to get something happening. Nat Hurst weaving through them. Amazing play from Natalie Hurst. She's weaved through about five players, probably all of the Dandenong players, and has laid up an uncontested layup. Amazing work from Hurst, just too quick. For the team, Shelley Sandy has been a big part of really pushing the Capitals up to that next level. How do you feel about her involvement firstly with the team and sending her out on a big note?
Like the Dandenong game, that was great for Shelley. It was the last game at Tavernong. We want to do that again. We want to send her out in the high. She's been fantastic for us young girls and for the other girls. She just gives everyone more experience. We've learnt so much of her. So seeing her go will be sad, but I think she'll still be around in our program, so we'll still have her to work with.
And for yourself, what role has Coach Graff mentioned to you for your game?
I'm still on my apprenticeship. I'm play behind Kelly Abrams and Kristen Bell, so playing against them at training just improved me a lot. As I said, I'm still in my apprenticeship, so maybe the next couple of seasons, Graffy said, look to be going, pushing for a start, but playing behind them, it doesn't bother me sitting on the bench. They're great players, and as long as I'm training with them, I'm learning a lot from them, so it's been great.
Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
Welcome, Willen, to the Grand Final Spur. Good to be back in the Capitals for one.
Absolutely. My third Grand Final. We won last year and the year before with the Capitals, but it's great to be back.
Of course, you won the first one. That was in Adelaide, not at home here.
For sure. I actually came down last year and experienced the loss with the team. It was hard to sit in the stand this time with the team.
Of course, we have New Zealand.
Yeah, it's not such a peer, but nonetheless, winning a national championship, you know, a nice feeling.
So how's the build-up this week compared to others?
Try to be normal. Obviously, there's a few more media functions and that sort of thing. But we're just trying to keep it normal and do our every week kind of thing before big games. So
for you, what is?
Just a couple of days at work and keep doing the individuals. Work hard at training and ready to play on Saturday.
You had a bend against Adelaide in the semi final. You'd be happy with your form.
Yeah, pretty happy with that game. Obviously, I'm just looking to contribute wherever the team needs me to, and I'll be happy.
What's Coach Graff said to you about your assignment for this week?
It's just pretty much to come off the bench and make a bit of an impact. Obviously, I get the chance to watch a bit of the game first and get a feel for what's happening. So obviously, looking to have a look at the game and see where I can help the team out.
And of course, teammate of yours, Shelley Sandy, final game. You want to win it for her, don't you?
Absolutely. I think, and Luce, it's a what if she retires, if she doesn't. So I think, we're such a close team and we get along with everyone. So it would be awesome, to do it for Shelley.
What's Shelley like as a teammate?
She's awesome. She's a great leader, obviously an awesome player. She's been around, so she's experienced. She passes that experience on to us younger girls and down the ranks. Is just a true leader.
Well, Kim, you're all ready now. What do you do for the next couple of days in the lead-up to it?
Try and contain the excitement. Just try to keep it normal, as I said before.
Well, Shelley Sandy, a couple of days away from the end of your career.
Yeah, it's getting exciting. Today we've got the big media luncheon and this is it. It's like, wow, it's getting close now and the excitement's really set in.
Is the reality that this is your last game sunk in yet?
Well, not really. I mean, I can verbalise it, but I don't think the actual reality of it has sunk in and I think that won't happen until probably a month or two after I've actually stopped playing.
Well, maybe after you've got the grand final MVP and the trophy after the game?
Not so concerned with the MVP. I'll leave that for Lauren. But just concerned with winning this game. Don't want to feel like we did last year. It's not something you get over the next day. You go, okay, we lost and that's it. You live with it then for the next 6 months or so. And then every time you see that game again. So I don't want to have to live with that. I want to be happy and enjoy the moment.
Have you had a chance to look at it again recently?
Coach Graff put us through the pain of it a couple of times, and I think it's been very worthwhile, though, to watch it and you just relive those feelings straight away, and it's not nice at all. So it's good for us, though, to focus on what we want and where we want to go.
Last year, you were in a lot of physical pain as well. How are you feeling this year?
Yeah, fantastic. 100% on last year. My back's been wonderful. Just managing it really well. I feel great. Really, just I just want to play. Can't wait.
Looking back over your career, what would this title mean to you?
Pretty much everything, the fact that I've been here in Canberra, it's been wonderful, my time here in Canberra. I really love being around the club and I've had wonderful support. And Canberra's a special place and it has been for me. So I think it'll mean a lot to me.
I suppose Lucille Hamilton perhaps in her last game as well, although we reckon she'll play again. It'd be a nice way to go out together because you played together when she was sort of starting.
Yeah, definitely. Lucille and I have been playing together ever since we're about 15 years old. So, and obviously played in different places during our careers, but come back at the end, and it'll be a wonderful way to finish off our careers, because we're also wonderful friends as well. So that would make it even more special. But there's no way she's going to retire. That girl can go on for another 5 years, I say.
And I suppose another old teammate of yours will be on the sideline calling it for ABC TV, Michelle Timms.
Yeah, played with Timsy for a long time. You know, I love Timsy. She commentates the games, and I could be having the worst game, but she always finds something good about me to say. I've got to love her for that.
So what's going to get you over the line on Saturday?
Well, I think we have absolute passion and determination for this game. We want it, and I think the big thing is actually learning from the mistakes that we've made. And whatever happens in the game, if we get a good lead, we won't try and defend it. If if it's close, we'll play hard right through to the end. You know, we won't focus on the outcome. We'll just focus on the moment. I think that's the important thing. And obviously all the little basketball things as well, the things that we haven't done so well this season, the blocking out, coming up with the ball, the possession game, containing our man one-on-one, all the little things about basketball, they're obviously important in the final.
All the things you'll be passing on when you take over coaching.
Yeah, I don't know about that. It's definitely on the cards. I wouldn't, I'm not saying I'll never do it, but have to see if any opportunities arise, and pretty much wait and see and worry about it after the final.
Shelley Sandy, good luck on Saturday, and all the best. Well, Lucille Hamilton won another grand final in your career, and maybe your last game of your career.
Perhaps my last game, yes. But it's Shelley Sandy's night. It is absolute, unconditionally Shelley's last game. So I think that's the focus for Saturday. That and a successful afternoon for the Cats. That's Saturday's focus.
Talk about Shelley Sandy for us. You know her probably as well as anyone.
I remember, I wonder if I've not told you this story and bored our listeners before with this story, but well, let me indulge, if you will. I remember as a, I think I was 15 or 16, and I remember Shelley as an under 16. In fact, it was at the Converse under 16 All-Star Camp at Albert Park Basketball Stadium in Melbourne. And I remember it was my first ever state camp where all of the talented state players were invited to participate in a camp. And I remember being in the stadium, sitting around court one early one morning, probably around 8:30, pre-9 o'clock camp start time. And a silence came over the stadium. Probably most of the participants were milling around, sitting down, tying up their shoelaces and getting ready, a little toey. And I remember a silence fell over the stadium, and people were pointing and looking at this person that was coming into the stadium. There's Shelley Gorman. Look at her. There she is. And it's one of my most vivid memories, my earliest and my most vivid memories of Shelley as a player. Shelley was an outstanding junior. She was a prodigy. She was somebody that was leading the way. She dominated her particular age group, and in fact she dominated two and three age groups above her. And I think Shelley's career has been not much different from how she started off playing. She's dominated in lots of different respects, and as you can tell, I'm a disciple. I think Shelley's been a terrific asset to the game and will continue to be one.
And of course, a nice way to finish off her career with you playing alongside her in a grand final.
Yeah, I'm ever thankful to Coach Graff for thinking of me post-Sydney Olympics. The Caps lost their centre player in Karen Smith, and Carrie and I had caught up briefly at the Sydney Olympics, and I guess the seed was planted. She lost Karen Smith, and thankfully she thought to give me a call and say, Luce, you're not really retired, are you? Won't you come up and play for the Caps? So that allowed me to play in the wonderfully successful program that the Caps program is. And yes, to renew old acquaintances in Shelley Sandy and in fact Harry Graff. So yeah, I'm ever thankful.
Are the butterflies setting in ready for Saturday?
The butterflies have been and gone, and they come back again. They sort of float around outside my bedroom window. But I think it's terrific to sort of to put yourself in the situation, to put yourself at 4 o'clock on Saturday and go through those nervous moments and to feel those crazy feelings and the butterflies and the anxiousness and what have you. And then I guess the theory is that most of it's out of your system and you can really focus on the game and what your task is. I think there'll be one terrific atmosphere, a fairly vocal, obviously parochial atmosphere at the AIS arena. So I think no matter how hard you rehearse and sort of practice the butterflies and what have you, I think come Saturday at 4:15, there's going to be some special vibrations flowing through the arena.
We wish you all the best. It should be a great grand final.
Cannot wait. Absolutely cannot wait. Thanks, Mark.
Well, he's the voice of the Tuggeranong Southern Cross Stadium, also with the AIS, and a big, big, huge Transact Capitals fan, Simon Peters. How are you?
Very well. I'm very excited. Very big week.
What do you think? How do you think it's going to go for the grand final?
I think we'll win. I think just because of last year and the lessons learned in that final, the disappointment, I think traditionally the Capitals are a team that bounce back very hard from losses, be it a loss a week before or in this case a season before. Now we always learn from our mistakes very, very well, and I think I'm supremely confident we'll walk away with this win.
Well, the Capitals have beaten Sydney twice this year. They can do it again.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think one at the time they did beat us was without Lauren as well, and I really think that's where Sydney will fall down. They really don't have someone that can shut Lauren down. Alison O'Dwyer, I think personally, does the best job of defending Lauren out of anyone in the country. And I think that comes from when they played at the AIS together. But Lauren's that sort of player, you can't shut her down. You can hold her up. But I think, you know, they have Alison O'Dwyer on Lauren, and that frees up the rest of our digs. We've got, you know, Lucille and Jacinta Hamilton and Gemma that really, I don't think Taryn Smith can contain any of those players. So I think we're going to win that rebounding battle we have in all three games, even though we've only won two. The major danger, I think, from Sydney will be pulling the Snell. But I think Shelley Sandy's playing the best defense of her career at the moment. She's just amazing. I'd be very surprised if she didn't, you know, wasn't really up there for the defensive award for the league this season. And no player's held Penny Taylor to 4 points all season. So I think that's a big part of it. If we can shut down Belinda Snell and keep Alison O'Dwyer busy with Lauren, that'll be the key, I think.
We're going to miss Shelley, though, aren't we?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, once she's gone, it's not just her skill, but her experience. And, you know, she's such a smart player as well. So it'll be a big hole to fill. But next season we'll have Kristen Beal back full-time, healthy. That'll certainly help our cause. We'll have Lauren back, as long as all the signatures get in the right place. And with the players that are coming out of the AIS, you know, the probability of us picking up one and maybe even two of those players, they'll go a long way towards filling that hole that Shelley will leave.
So you're tipped for the Saturday?
Caps by 25. Go, go.